Long Branch Steakhouse is on Main Street in downtown Gifford.
For instance, 3190.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
He did not cooperate the way Democrats wanted. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
But they use this as political theater, and I think they're going to lose the ballot box because of it.
Corey Lewandowski, the morning after the former Trump campaign manager testified.
You followed their instructions, and you're doing just exactly what they thought you'd do. You are a loyal soldier.
Congressman Steve Cohen and other Democrats could not get Lewandowski to answer all their questions, calling it a fake Russia collusion narrative. Unfair, he said, and shameful.
The first witness in the House's first official impeachment hearing was uncooperative, to say the least. The former campaign manager refusing to bend to Democrats' will, at times citing executive privilege, resulting in the chairman's threat of holding a combative Lewandowski in contempt.
Fox's Griff Jenkins, two others supposed to testify, did not show up, saying the White House gave them immunity. Gun control, the big issue at the Senate.
We stand here tonight on behalf of the tens of millions of Americans from one end of the country to the other, who are crying out for change.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer and many other Democrats took to the floor calling for action on expanded background checks. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is on his way to Saudi Arabia days after the oil facilities attack. Fox's Simon Owen has more live.
Dave, the Secretary of State is expected to meet with Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, who is calling today for international support. Mohammed bin Salman, quoted by state media as saying this attack represents a real test of the global will to confront behavior that threatens international stability. A U.S. official tells Fox News Iranian weapons were used in Saturday's strikes and that they were launched from inside Iran. But Iran is warning that any American action taken in retaliation will face an immediate response. Dave?
Simon, a do-over election too close to call in Israel. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu confident he can come up with a coalition government, but he couldn't several months ago, which led to another vote, and so far his party and one led by his rival are deadlocked. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher investment fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
For the second day in a row, President Trump will wake up on the West Coast. He held campaign fundraisers in California yesterday. We'll have more today, and then he'll visit a border wall near San Diego. He is already up, and he's tweeting. Now, a big-time donor to the Democrats in California has been busted and will be arraigned today.
Democratic donor Ed Buck is behind bars in Los Angeles, charged with running a drug house in which two men died of overdoses in 2017 and 2019, and a third nearly died last week. Deputies arrested Buck last night at his West Hollywood apartment, bringing relief to the neighborhood.
They finally did something, and we're extremely relieved and grateful for that.
If convicted, Buck could get more than 5 years in prison. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
New York is cracking down on vaping. Amid worry about increased teen use and an outbreak of lung illnesses and seven deaths, it's the first state to outlaw most flavors.
Retailers have 2 weeks to remove most flavored e-cigarettes and vaping products from shelves after New York's Public Health and Health Planning Council approved the ban Tuesday, but tobacco and menthol flavors are still allowed. Some vape shop owners complain the council bypassed the legislative process and may challenge the regulation in court. Governor Andrew Cuomo called for an emergency ban Sunday. He said sweet flavors like cotton candy and bubble gum target young people.
We do not know the long-term health effects of the use of this product.
Nationwide, health officials identified nearly 400 cases of breathing illnesses linked to vaping. In New York, Steve Rappaport, Fox News.
Now those illnesses are linked in many cases to vaping oils containing THC, and industry advocates say those are black market counterfeit. The price of oil that spiked up big on Monday is down again today. It's back under $59 a barrel as the Saudis try to ramp production back up. On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The board of the Urbana Park District has signed off on a new five-year strategic plan. The News Gazette says some proposals in the plan include restoring the edge of the lake at Crystal Lake Park, improving trails throughout the city, putting in place new outdoor art pieces created by local residents, and maybe extending Kickapoo Rail Trail to downtown. The park board identified four themes for the next 5 years: You Belong Here, Health and Wellness, Placemaking, and Trails and Connectivity. A 49-year-old Champaign man is accused of molesting a 5-year-old boy in his care. 49-year-old Norman Person has been charged with predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. A 5-year-old boy in Person's care said Person had molested him more than once when they were in the garage of Person's home. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli
at EDU.
ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service brought to you by Blossom Basket Florist. From simple to simply magnificent. Two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose or blossombasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Pretty good looking forecast, Stevie. Today's high 85, down to around 60. Partly cloudy tomorrow with a high 86, low 64. Mostly sunny on Friday, high 86, low 66. Maybe some morning showers on Saturday with a high 78. Currently 60 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
September is National Brain Aneurysm Month. The majority of people who get aneurysms are women. Between the ages of 40 and 50, the numbers of deaths vastly underreported. Happy to welcome founder of the Lisa Foundation, Todd Crawford, and Fox News anchor, senior correspondent Eric Shawn. Welcome to both of you. Todd, 2015, you get the call. I just can't even imagine. Tell me what happened.
Well, you know, the night before March 19th, we huddled around the table. It was the night before the opening round of the NCAA champion March Madness tournament. And the next morning, we, you know, I woke up and on my way back from a business meeting, I got a call from a leading neurosurgeon in New York City that they had my wife, that Lisa had suffered a catastrophic ruptured brain aneurysm. And Lisa was a very well-known television anchor reporter for ABC News, and her passing made news headlines around the world. And so this is something that affects up to 15 million people, one out of every 20. Women, particularly between the ages of 40 and 60 years old, are twice as likely to develop one. And there are roughly 40,000 ruptures a year, and highly fatal and catastrophic. 75% of all ruptures result in either death or permanent lifelong life-altering disability.
And this is something
that men and women around the country need to know about.
Ballooning of the blood vessel in the brain and it ruptures, correct? Is that what an aneurysm is?
Yes.
Okay.
That's exactly right.
Eric Shawn, talk about your anchor, man. You're the anchor. I mean, Fox News since 1996. You were a young man, 14 years old. Your mom, I believe, was on Search for Tomorrow. She was a soap opera star, Melba Ray. You probably didn't even know what aneurysms were when you were 14, did you?
No, Stevie J, no, that's the reason why we're doing this. I was 14 years old, just a couple of days after Christmas, and my mom was an actress getting up to do the television show that morning, I remember. I was in ninth grade, and she got up and said, oh, I have a tremendous headache. Went back into bed and was in a coma, and 3 days later died. And the thing and the reason why I think what Todd is doing is so important and the Lisa Foundation is so important is it's spreading the word about what they are. And they can be detected. In some cases, they can be prevented. You know, you go to the doctor, Stevie J, and it's got you to say, you know, what's your family history? You know, heart disease, cancer. They never write about brain aneurysms. Mm. And they can be detected if you get an MRA. Not an MRI, an MRA, and Todd knows another way you can do that. And that's what we're trying to do, is spread the word so that other families, if you have it in your family history, you can find out about it beforehand, just like they do with everything else.
And Todd, you can get headaches and things. There are symptoms and signs, because, again, this is stuff I didn't know.
It's a silent killer, but there are, not for everyone, but for a lot of people, there are warning signs. My wife, Lisa, walked around with the worst headache of her life a couple of days a week for several weeks leading up to her catastrophic rupture. So the number one symptom is worst headache of life. It feels like you have been hit by a lightning bolt and your head's going to explode. It is a very unusual headache that comes out of nowhere. Also, sensitivity to light, a sharp pain above or behind one of your eyes, stiffness of neck, and there are a whole host of other symptoms, Stevie J, that people should know about that can be found on our website at lisafoundation.org, lisafoundation.org, where we provide a whole host of information about who's at risk, warning signs and symptoms, what a brain aneurysm is, and a number of other issues as well.
Well, just talking about it, you've enlightened us. I really appreciate it, Todd Crawford. Again, God bless you both. And Eric, Sean, sometime would you come back and maybe read the phone book for me and just sit there? And
Stevie J, anything for you, my friend.
Just start with the A's. Your voice is stupid. It's unbelievable. You just had such a beautiful voice. Both of you, thank you for enlightening. I really appreciate it. Give me the website one more time, Todd.
LisaFoundation.org.
Thank you so much for the information.
Great. Spreading the word. Thank you.
Eric, Sean, and Todd Crawford. About brain aneurysms, did not know. Mm-hmm. 15 million affected, mostly women, 40 to 50, a massive headache, MRA, whatever that is.
It's a brain scan test.
Man, I didn't know this was detectable. I think we've all known people that have died from brain aneurysms.
Right, sure.
But I thought, again, it was like lights out, you're done. Uh-huh. Not much you can do. Here on ESPN 93.5.
Your phone plan. I know of a place for you. Sprint by Wireless.
HopeTavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Well, here we are, September 18. Season has 11 games left. I have no idea who's going to the playoffs in the National League Central Division. What a race.
And with the seven games that the Cubs and Cardinals will face each other, it's just going to be tight till the end.
Yeah, and it could very well be Milwaukee kind of slips down the middle because the Brewers just don't play anybody for the rest of the way. We'll see what happens, but off we go into sports headlines.
Yeah, Milwaukee beat the San Diego Padres 3-1 yesterday. Washington over the Cardinals 6-2. Let's get your Redbird recap.
This Redbird recap is brought to you by Spectrum Mobile. Spectrum Mobile has unlimited talk, text, and data, and you can save up to 40%. Go to SpectrumMobile.com today.
Last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals were out hit by the Nationals 12-6 and lost a 6-2 decision. Patrick Corbin improved to 13-7, striking out 11 over six innings. Miles Michaelis gave up 3 runs, 8 hits over six innings, 1 intentional walk. He struck out 4. He gave up a triple and a home run to Howie Kendrick as the Nationals evened the series at a game apiece. With the Cardinals losing, the Cubs lost to the Cincinnati Reds, but the Milwaukee Brewers continue their winning ways as they beat the San Diego Padres. So the Cardinals' lead in the National League Central is still 2 over the Cubs. The Cardinals try to take 2 out of 3 today from Washington behind right-hander Adam Wainwright. Adam is 12-9. St. Louis and Max Scherzer, 10-6, will pitch for the Nationals, and we're on the air at 11:20.
Did you know that with Spectrum Mobile, you could save big on your wireless bill? Get our Buy the Gig plan for just $14 a gig and pay for only the data you use. Unlimited talk and text included. Go ahead, grab your wireless bill and compare. Use a lot of data? We've got you covered. Ask about our unlimited data plan. Spectrum Mobile, the best network, the best devices, the best value. Get Spectrum Mobile today at SpectrumMobile.com. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for offer restrictions and details.
Also trending in Cardinal Nation, we're hearing about Hall of Fame manager Whitey Herzog suffering a stroke Monday as St. Louis Cardinals announced the 87-year-old suffered a stroke during a charity golf tournament.
It was his golf tournament, minor stroke.
Mm-hmm.
It was treated, but the Cardinals sent out a release yesterday. He's 87, the white rat, Whitey Herzog.
Resting and recovering well at this point. Reds over the Cubs 4-2, 7:05 start. John Lester on the mound, now tied with Milwaukee, two games back.
So the Cardinals will be in first place going to Wrigley tomorrow, but it'll only be a game or two games, and again, Milwaukee's schedule, if you look at it, the Brewers have won 12 of the last 13. They just quit losing, and they're playing their best at the right time, and Cubs and Cardinals play each other, so Milwaukee fans are thinking, you know what? This might happen. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And remember last year, they snuck in.
Yeah.
The Brewers snuck in and won that playoff tie-breaking game with the Cubs, or the, I guess, wild card game. And it was a disappointing finish for the Cubs. We'll see what happens. Another 11 games to go. Let's check your weather.
High 85, low 60. 86 with sunshine tomorrow, down to 64. 86 the high on Friday with mostly sunny conditions. Possible morning showers both Saturday and Sunday with a high around 78 expected. Right now we're at 61. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Starla Carr. She's at Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Starla at Provident Financial Group, LLC.com. It's Wednesday. It's September 18, ESPN 93.5. How are these markets looking? 720.
From the Fox Business Network, General Mills is reporting a mixed summer quarter. Its earnings were stronger than expected, but its sales declined. General Mills also owns Blue Buffalo pet food brand. Its sales were up 7%. Later today, the Federal Reserve is expected to lower short-term interest rates by a quarter of a percentage point. More Americans were applying for a mortgage to buy a home last week. The Mortgage Bankers Association says home purchase applications were up 6%. However, mortgage rates increased slightly last week, and the number of applications to refinance a home declined. Overall applications were flat. FedEx is lowering its forecast for the year. The delivery company says it's expanding services, which is costing the company more. It lost Amazon as a major customer. It's also facing uncertainty because of the trade dispute. FedEx is also about to launch delivery 7 days a week all year. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
For a limited time, the U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
All right, we have some deals today, my friends. Live at 5:30 this evening on The Drive. Rosati's Pizza, $30 voucher. You'll have to go to GoSteever.com and make sure you're registered for this. You'll click on the offer, hit accept, and you have to use it within 7 days. Go Stever. That's the name of the program, is Stever, because whenever I said anything out there growing up, the kids would say, easy, Stever. Calm down. So GoStever.com on our deal. And again, 5:30 on The Drive with Tay and Piper. That's today at 5:30 for Go Stever. But the Showcase Parade of Homes.
Yes.
This weekend and next. Costs $5 to get in. I'm going to take care of four of those tickets. It's fun. See how they arrange the home. Check out the pergola.
I love the technology.
All the stuff in your home theater. You can go and look around and get ideas. People love this.
Mm-hmm.
This week and next, you can get all the details at showcaseparadeofhomes.com.
Mm-hmm.
Four free passes, and I can give those to you if you'll text me showcase. 359-2255. And then, if you care about a $20 bill, we'll have a bunch of them sitting here. Take a selfie of yourself there. Come back to our studios at the Pines Interbana. We'll hand you a $20 bill.
Okay.
Thanks for going. Got to do a selfie, though.
I love it.
Let's see the pic. Uh-huh. Oh, you weren't smiling there. Well, how come? Go back and do it again and smile. No,
Home Builders Association of East Central Illinois does a great job with this.
Yeah. So, again, I'm going to go. I want to go, so hopefully we'll have four for me because I do want to go.
That's right.
ShowcaseParadeOfHomes.com for location and everything else, but these are fun. We've had them for years. 359-2255, text in Showcase. That's all you have to do, and you get four free ones. And then, again, the extra $20 bonus if you want it.
Sounds wonderful.
Take a selfie, come back, show us the selfie, hand you a $20 bill. 359-2255. Showcase, 359-2255.
Excellent.
I'm done predicting baseball. I have no idea. I have no clue.
I know. It's hard to call.
Today I'd say Max Scherzer will beat St. Louis. I don't think
from St. Louis?
Yep. And he's got his mom and dad in the crowd.
Oh, boy.
Dang it.
And it's 12:15. It's a day game.
I don't think there's any chance that the Cardinals can hit Max Scherzer. They just don't. But just as soon as I say that,
right.
I have no idea. And I didn't think there's any way Yu Darvish is going to lose to the Reds last night. I have no idea what I'm talking about. So anything I said, just say easy, Stever. That's what you say. Easy, Stever. Okay, 359-2255, Showcase, yeah?
Got it.
Okay. Lots?
Yes.
Okay, if you want these free ones and then you want to do a selfie and think about a $20 bill, come on over here and spend it at the Pines, get some ice cream.
Or you can run over to Addie's and do some damage.
Well, there you go.
Mm.
They get a great burger for like 10 bucks.
They do. Yeah. Lots of the great appetizers.
Uh-huh. Good thought. Mm-hmm. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World standing by to help you with appliances. You can take your $20 bill there. Dick Van Dyke will give you a free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
Man, that was so late. If you want an appliance, you'll go there because they're the best, because that's all they do. That's all they've done since the days of Jimmy Carter, 1977 is when they started. Dennis Reakin and his family, largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. In Champaign, they're on Neal. You drive toward the mall before you get through the I-74 interchange, right-hand side. And you'll walk in, and they'll come up to you, and they'll say, may I help you?
That's right.
And they'll actually know the product, which I find extraordinarily refreshing.
Mm-hmm.
Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, talking low prices, best selection of appliances in all of Central Illinois. There's one place for appliances. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. You can start online, appliance-world.com, appliance-world.com.
Last time I was on that website, I saw Jay Layman there. It's just so funny, his relationship with
him. Oh, no, he throws around boxes for him, big 4-7. Okay, folks, last few days for this.
Hi, this is Kirk Kaiser. At Freedom Roofing, we respect and appreciate our police and appreciate all that law enforcement does for us every single day. Because of this appreciation, we are going to give away a free roof to a deserving retired police officer to say thank you for keeping us safe. If you or someone you know wants to nominate a retired police officer for a free roof, just email freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Just let us know in a paragraph who deserves this free roof. Again, send your nomination to freedom@sjbroadcasting.com. Freedom Roofing supports our law enforcement. This is Kirk Kaiser from Freedom Roofing. Thank you, law enforcement, for all you do.
Every month, ladies and gentlemen, we honor our police, our law enforcement, and in the studio with us now, University of Illinois Sergeant Rachel Ahart. How are you?
I'm doing great, Stevie. Thanks for having me.
All right, you got to
head to Addie.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Former Trump campaign manager Corey Lewandowski refusing to answer a lot of the Democrats' questions at the first of what are being called impeachment hearings held by the House Judiciary Committee. He tells Fox and Friends,
this is all just a circus that Chairman Nadler has continued to pursue.
New York Democrat Hakeem Jeffries told him during that hearing,
you're not really here to tell the truth. You are here to participate in a continuing cover-up
of obstruction of justice, he says. A big fundraiser for Democrats is under arrest.
Edward Buck is charged with 3 counts of battery after officials say a man overdosed in his West Hollywood home. The LA Times reports Buck is accused of injecting the man who survived with methamphetamine. 2 other men died from overdoses 18 months apart inside his home. He was not charged in those cases.
That's Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A 28-year-old woman whose Jeep went off a bridge on Bradley Avenue and into a concrete barrier on I-57 in West Champaign has been ticketed. Ashia Marshall was given tickets for DUI and disobeying a traffic control device. The crash happened on September 3rd. Police said she drove past a construction barrier that said road closed as she headed east on Bluegrass Lane, then went through a construction zone and off the end of the road approaching the bridge. Her Jeep then went airborne and crashed into a concrete barrier below on I-57. She has to appear in traffic court on October 18th. A 49-year-old Champaign man is accused of molesting a 5-year-old boy in his care. 49-year-old Norman Person has been charged with predatory criminal sexual assault of a child. A 5-year-old boy in Person's care said Person had molested him more than once when they were in the garage of Person's home. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
I've got my wedding dress picked out right after you popped the question. Now I'm thinking we need save the date cards sent out.
What?
And when we get our invitations, they need to be very classy and formal as we let our guests know our love is eternal.
Huh?
Honey, if we work together, we can make these wishes of mine perfect, right?
I know. How about telling Minuteman Press all these details and letting them handle all this, dear?
Oh, darling, that's why I love you. So smart.
One of our many convenient locations for solutions to your banking and wealth management needs. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Well, go local with CMI, Chemical Maintenance Incorporated, for all your janitorial and equipment needs. Your reviews are in. Folks love Betsy and Brad Parks and their team at CMI. One review reads, "We are so happy we have found CMI. What an awesome team. We work with Betsy Parks and Mindy Smith. They have each gone above and beyond for us. We're truly in a bind when it came to our floors. Not only has CMI had the products we needed, but they're able to deliver them at no additional cost on the same day. Go local. Woo-hoo. CMI online. CMIclean.com. Here is your weather.
Looking good. Partly cloudy. High 84. Low 60. 86. Mostly sunny tomorrow. Down to 63. 85 the high on Friday. Could see some showers late. 40% chance of that. And there's showers in the forecast on Saturday with a high 78. Currently 62 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
This is something that is a soundbite. This is something that is, you know, great for television. They want to drag me before the committee. I'm happy to do that. But the American people don't agree with it. Members of their own district and their own caucus don't agree with it. And so this is all just a circus that Chairman Nadler has continued to pursue.
Corey Lewandowski in front of the Senate, Congressional Judiciary Committee. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education Legal Defense Fund, this morning from Washington, D.C. My only question to Ed Martin is why? Why did they spend a day doing that?
I don't have a good answer. I will tell you, this morning I was texting with Corey Lewandowski. You know, Corey, the late Phyllis Schlafly, my old boss, and Corey and Jeff Sessions, early in that campaign for Trump, we were in touch with him on, and so we stayed in touch. And he texted me back and said it was as big a circus as it looked like on TV. I don't really know. I guess on one level, it's a little bit like the Democrat debates. If you're catering to one segment of the population of your party, then having a circus like that may feel good. You know, maybe there's 20% or 30% of the country that want to see that. But the rest of us, I think, Corey said it well, and your voice, your tone said it. It's like, wait, is that really, you know, we got Iran appearing to bomb Saudi Arabia. We've got homelessness in California that's out of control. We've got plenty to worry about. And I think at this point, Stevie J, I'm saying more and more frequently that they have a tin ear on the Democrats now in terms of the country, and they keep just banging away on it. So I don't know how they think that was a good thing yesterday.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense. 60% of people now say, do not impeach. You got an election in a year. Just vote them out. Come on. What are you doing?
Yeah. Well, and one more interesting footnote, by the way, Corey, as I'm told, he didn't tell me, but Corey, I'm told, told the White House, let me go, I'll go, and I want to. And, you know, he likes a good fight, and he likes to get in the fray. But here's the other thing. Yesterday afternoon, Corey Lewandowski launched, I think it's called StandWithCorey.com, an exploratory committee and website for running for U.S. Senate in New Hampshire. And people might say, well, man, that sounds crazy and all that. Well, in the world of American politics now, it's obvious that you have to ride the wave of what's happening in the created, like maybe Corey did. You can ride it. But I think it looks like all the signs I see, he hasn't told me definitively, but Corey Lewandowski's going to run for U.S. Senate. So imagine that yesterday playing out in New Hampshire, which is an important state. So it's going to be interesting.
I mean, you're kind of fading in and out. I know you're working today in Washington, D.C. We're catching 90%, but some of the stuff's coming in and out, Ed. I'll just ask you a couple more questions before we let you go. Again, this whole Joe Biden, now it's like gaffe alert. Every day he's saying something. And listen, if you're out speaking 8 hours a day, you're probably going to misspeak. But if they're watching for it, now everything's illuminated even bigger. Clearly, he's losing momentum to Elizabeth Warren.
Yeah, I mean, Stevie J, the problem for Biden is that people are watching for gas. And, you know, I know you have some experience when you run for office, especially at a high level, you learn a lot. I mean, I ran for Congress about 10 years ago. You make a lot of mistakes on the stump. You know, you make a lot of mistakes. You say thank you to the wrong person. You say great to be in this town. When you're Joe Biden, you get the appearances that you're slipping.
Yep, and I think they're playing on that. I really was taken back at the debate last week when Julian Castro said, "Did you forget?" I thought that was a low blow.
Yeah, I think it was a low blow, and it's one of those moments where Julian Castro sort of ends his campaign and damages his career. So it's hard to see how that was good.
Is the wavy balloon man about done? Beto O'Rourke, is something different about that young man. And he waves like a balloon man in front of a grand opening. I don't understand. He doesn't have any support, does he?
No, I mean, remember, again, this is politics. You have to know, when he ran against Ted Cruz in 2018, it was the best time to run because everyone was sick of Trump. You know, in the Democrat Party, they were energized. And Ted Cruz is not a very friendly guy, and so it was a good time. He mistaken being popular with having a good time to run, and I agree with you. I think here's what's happened that's weird. He's swearing a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and in politics, there's things you know you don't do. You don't grow a beard. You lose votes, and you don't swear. It doesn't matter whether you want to swear or not. Even Trump doesn't really swear very often. When he does, it's sort of exceptional. Beto's just dropping the F-bomb it's very strange.
It's kind of like a comedian trying to shock you with blue humor. He's pulling out all the stops now, trying to appeal to I don't know what. Anyway, it's fascinating, and it's still probably going to be Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris unless we haven't seen the Democratic candidate for president. Maybe somebody slides down the middle at the convention next summer.
Well, I mean, as a guy that watched the Republican convention so closely and wondered if there was going to be someone kind of trying to sneak in, you know, because of the way the rules are, the problem with the Democrats is that they won't tolerate a moderate to slide in. You know, if there was a moderate nominated, they might tolerate a lefty. So I don't know how that happens. It's going to be interesting to see.
Ed, you're the man. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, Stevie J. Talk again soon.
That's it. Ed Martin, president of the Eagle Forum Education and Legal Defense Fund, today from Washington, based in St. Louis. 742 ESPN 93.5. Our offer for Showcase Parade of Homes. You can text in Showcase, grab $4 or $5 tickets to go and get beautiful ideas. Maybe even buy the home. It's new construction, it's fancy schmancy, home theaters, pergolas, outdoor barbecue, gas-lit grill. That's awesome.
I want that.
All you got to do is text in the word Showcase, and you can go to showcaseparadeofhomes.com, and you can find out where you're going. It's this weekend and next weekend.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yep, two weekends in a row, and if you want 4 free passes, then if you take a selfie of yourself at these, you come by my studio at the Pines in Urbana, 2702 South Boulder, just to the south of Meyer. I give you a $20 bill.
Sounds good.
All right, 359-2255, text in Showcase. We got a race in the baseball world, National League Central. I have no idea what's going to happen. Cardinals on early today, 11:20 pregame, 12:15 first pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Max Scherzer, Adam Wainwright, more coming up.
It's not ironic that the last four digits of Rosati's are 23-34. The two best Chicago athletes wore number 23 and number 34. And Rosati's makes some of the best Chicago-style pizza in Champaign-Urbana. 23, the number of the greatest basketball player ever, Michael Jordan. Like Rosati's, they always are delivering in the clutch. Walter Payton.
All right, sports headlines at 7:47, Diane.
Washington Nationals over the St. Louis Cardinals 6-2 yesterday. Let's get your Redbird recap.
Last night at Busch Stadium, the Cardinals were out hit by the Nationals 12-6 and lost a 6-2 decision. Patrick Corbin improved to 13-7, striking out 11 over 6 innings. Miles Michaelis gave up 3 runs, 8 hits over 6 innings, 1 intentional walk. He struck out 4. He gave up a triple and a home run to Howie Kendrick as the Nationals evened the series at a game apiece. With the Cardinals losing, the Cubs lost to the Cincinnati Reds, but the Milwaukee Brewers continue their winning ways as they beat the San Diego Padres. So the Cardinals' lead in the National League Central is still 2 over the Cubs. The Cardinals try to take 2 out of 3 today from Washington behind right-hander Adam Wainwright. Adam is 12-9. St. Louis and Max Scherzer, 10-6, will pitch for the Nationals, and we're on the air at 11:20.
Reds over the Cubs 4-2. Milwaukee beat the San Diego Padres 3-1. Cubs and Brewers are tied for second.
Two back. Tied for the wild card, but so much can happen in these final 11 games. Amazing combinations here.
7:05 start. John Lester on the mound. Hear the action on US 105.9.
Remember, the Cardinals are 0 for. in Wrigley. They've not won a game in Wrigley Field this year. So advantage Cubs clearly for this four-game series that begins tomorrow. But big day game. I don't think the Cardinals can beat Max Scherzer. I do think the Cubs can beat the Reds. So that means the Cardinals will be one out, one up on the Cubs beginning tomorrow night. And that ought to be a dandy with Hendricks and Flaherty tomorrow in Chicago.
That's right.
Yep.
A three-run 12th inning. Minnesota Twins beat the Chicago White Sox 9-8. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Houlihan's is a great place to take that special someone in your life.
Stop in for happy hours 4 to 6 and 9 to close Monday through Thursday and all day on Sunday. On Tuesdays, they feature half-price bottles of wine. And if you can't finish it, their bartender can safely seal it to take it home. All students with a valid ID get 10% off their food purchase at Houlihan's.
And get the Houlihan's Oktoberfest in your planner now. September 27th, 28th, and 29th with Griggs beer and German food all weekend. Houlihan's, just south of the State Farm Center.
Buy from us, you get the whole store.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast, National Weather Service.
Looking real good with the sunshine today and a high 84. Partly cloudy and a low 60 tonight. Mostly sunny tomorrow. High 86, low 63. 85 the high on Friday, down to around 66. Chance of rain comes our way late, and then into Saturday's forecast. Scattered showers in the forecast for Sunday, too. High 78. Right now, the temperature's at 63 on ESPN 93.5.
Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, an award-winning dealer. What are you looking for? Pre-owned? Got that with Dale. BMW? Kenny's got that.
Oh, yeah.
Craig? Oh, yeah. Just had ACL surgery on his knee.
Okay.
He can still fly through the air and dunk.
Yeah.
Craig Fanning over at Honda. Go see them. They're terrific, and they are so good at what they do.
My buddy Tommy West in the pre-owned.
Yep.
He's started a new family. He'd love to sell you a vehicle.
And Christian Wallace can handle the Honda side for you, too. Charlie's got the BMW sales. Anyway, they're good people. Say hey to Ben Quattrone. My buddy over there at Honda BMW off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Today's a perfect day to test drive. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com off Neil at Burwash in Savoy. Perfect day to get a home theater. Steve Suderman up, semi-alert, and good vibes. Right
there was a transition right there.
Ready to go. What's hot, what's not out there? Good vibes next to the DMV in Champaign at Round Barn.
Right now we are focused on 55-inch TVs, which is about the most popular size. It's the biggest selling size there is. It's not huge, but it's big. And for whatever reason, there's deals from both Sony and LG on a bunch of models. So you can get an LG smart TV starting at $499 in a 55 size. We've got the Sony XBR. They've got a model running at $689. Lowest prices ever been at ever. It's a good seller. The OLED 55. We have the closeout on the last year's model at $1,199 because those things are going for $1,500, $1,600 for the new one. And there's a couple, three other models in between there that are Sony XBRs as well and other LGs. So 55, we got a 55 fall special going right now, and that's good. Bears fans are not going to be missing their team if they're on DirecTV this weekend because they're playing on Monday Night Football. But the Fox Channel takedown, is there's still no end in sight on this one. Dish is responding by upping their game a little bit. They're giving away the multi-sport package, so you get more college football. They're 55 plus, which means you have to be 55 years old or more. But they've got a free movie for seniors. There's a free identity protection plan. I don't want to say it's LifeLock, but you get the idea.
Yeah.
You got to give them your private information. Anyway, they're throwing in some goodies to just make their product more attractive while DirecTV is losing subscribers like crazy. So we're playing that fiddle about as hard as we know how, and just enjoying a beautiful fall weather.
Yep, I'm good to go. I got a place to go. A guy can help me figure it all out, come to my home, set it up, figure out the remote and all those buttons. Steve Suderman, how do people find and reach you?
And we do come to your home, and that's the biggest part of the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, service, man.
Getting it right in your house. But find us next to the DMV at 20 Town Round Barn and on the web at gvibes.com. Call me up at 351-0909.
Thank you, partner.
Thanks, Stevie.
That's Steve Suderman. If you want to go, it's Saturday night at 7. Illinois tackles Nebraska. Nebraska.
Yes, 7 o'clock kickoff.
Opening of the Big Ten season. Following a massively disappointing last Saturday, we've rejuvenated now. It's Wednesday. Ready to go again. So what's wrong with 11-1? I can't help myself.
Okay.
359-2255, text in Illini, and you'll have a chance to win four free ones Saturday night at 7 at Memorial Stadium. Call the number.
The number of texts to win the four tickets.
Yes.
How about 19.
All right, 19th text in right now per Diane Ducey, 359-2255, 359-2255. You win four free ones to Saturday night. I would really prefer if you thought we had a shot. It's a 13-point dog now, Illinois at home, underdog by 13 now. America's betting on Nebraska. Doesn't mean they can do it. Yeah. 359-2255, you want a chance to win. You text in Illini now. 19th texter is a winner. Good luck.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib. Once again,
60-19.
Okay, we got Brennan.
Yep.
Yeah.
You win, Pana.
Awesome.
I got any chance to beat Nebraska, do I?
Absolutely. I think we do. We just got to play like we know how to play.
Come
and get
on.
Secondary defense.
Come on. Good work. Love that positive feel there, Brennan. You enjoy these four tickets, my friend.
I appreciate it.
Retired police officers.